B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Live, brought to you by American Standard Heating Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
All right. What do we got today, my brother?
Damn, Ben. After your last game, you had your foot on the throats of your haters. But you could have finished strong in the fourth quarter last night. Got more shots off by attacking. We could have laid them to rest. Now they're going to crawl out of their rock. Hey, you got to tame your penchant to kick out when you have a clear lane to the hoop. Damn it.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, I know I purposely picked today because we were talking about nostalgia and because he showed his limitations last night. Nick Nurse goes and drops back into his zone, and it kills them because there's no Jay Rich to kind of zone bust, and it's against Ben. So that's one of the reasons why I brought it up today, because I know that people are upset about it. But it's a long-range play.
Hey, boys. I'm a Flyers fan, so I want to say thanks for yesterday. That was awesome conversation. Now to my Sixers point. I love Ben Simmons, but sometimes he makes me want to stick my head in the garbage disposal, turn it on, and just not pull it out. Come on, man. But, oh well. 10-9-8. Let's go, Flyers.
I just want to stick my head in the garbage disposal and turn it on. We got to, by the way, don't forget that Flyers, Sixers, we're going to exchange. It's the new exchange we're doing.
One of two things is going to happen. Either Ben's got to shoot or switch to a different position, or Brett Brown's got to go. For a so-called point guard, he don't want the ball in his hands much.
Yeah, well, it's kind of not. See, it's weird. We confuse that sometimes. See, he has the ball in his hands. It's fine, which is good. He couldn't be just a stretch four because you got to shoot if you're a stretch four. It's such a tiresome conversation. But you're right. For me not to be colossally wrong, he's got to shoot the ball.
Hindsight is always 20/20, but I propose the question: when they signed Al Horford, would you rather have Al Horford or use that money to build your bench? Now, I think it's obvious that we should use the money to build the bench. He just doesn't fit this system.
Tyrone, you want to take that for me, please? Because I can't please take it. Because I don't want to be confused.
Cut it out, man. Just stop with this.
See, you can't, at this point of the season, say that with certainty. Because here's the other issue. You're not filling out the bench. You need to use all that money for one guy because that was the exception from the fault. It's a salary cap thing. It's why you got Fultz. You got a max deal. So if you wanted somebody else, it's fine, but you aren't going to spread that money because of cap rules to go over the cap. That's the problem with your statement.
Holy sh**. We had a 14-point lead. And then what do? We shoot a three. 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 Why? We're not a three-point shooting team. They got to stop this.
See, I hear you, and I get, you know, they shot more threes than twos. But again, so much of it is, you know, how the teams are playing, yeah? And when they pack it in, that's, you know, again, that's the problem. Without Richardson and without Embiid, you know, it's hard because if you have those guys around, they're not going to play the kind of zone that they would if those two are not. Because then it's just Ben, right, with Tobias. But I understand. Like, listen, I get it. They also need some scoring off the bench, which really is exacerbated when there is no Josh Richardson.
I'm still all in. I'm going to love the Sixers till the day I die. But, man, this isn't fun to watch. I don't want to see 43s taken by Mike Frickin' Scott and James Ennis. This isn't Steph Curry out there. This team isn't three-point shooters. It's just not fun, man. This isn't fun to watch.
I understand. You know, but just remember one thing. Embiid's not there, right? And Richardson went out there early, but Embiid is a huge part of their component of playing great basketball, right? Like when Joel Embiid, you're missing a monster piece to your, you know, hopefully finals run.
I'm praising the Sixers. I'm killing the Sixers. The one word that keeps coming to mind is lackadaisical. You watch Ben throw that lazy pass that gets deflected away and they go in for the dunk. That exemplifies the whole team. When they play a lesser team and it's not a big boy team, they play down to an opponent.
Listen, you're right. That, you know, he was sloppy in the first half. He had, what, six turnovers in the first half? He did not play well last night. He was awful, and you're right about the lazy passes, and he had lazy passes in the first half. And you can't play like that, especially after you play. And this is why, you know, again, I bring this up, and I know why I'm bringing it up specifically today because we're talking nostalgia, and I know he played bad last night. And he's got to put together a string of games where he is a dominant player and does not disappear in the fourth quarter. And again, my premise is at some point he gets it before he retires, right? So my point is before he gets out of his mid-20s, which is over the next 3 years, right? Before 27, he's 23, he's got to be that guy to have a shot at being better because he can do other things than AI. But you guys are right in this. If he stands, if he doesn't at all improve, then I lose.
Antica, you know what it do. Cunis the seal who lives in the igloo. I'm tired of all this Ben Simmons hatred and trade him. It's ridiculousness. Come on, Sixers fans. Who else has a 6'10" point guard who can play the five on defense and stay alive down low, you know?
That was awesome. The Chunas, the seal who lives in the igloo.
What I texted you yesterday.
Yes! You texted me the seal yesterday.
Cold lasagna.
Seal Chunas.
Hashtag Seal Chunas.
That was great. How could you eat cold lasagna?
It's delicious.
That is just gross.
It's delicious.
Food is supposed to be hot to warm your soul.
Yeah, but if it's delicious cold, then that satisfies my happy soul.
Are you a gazpacho man?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it. I do not like gazpacho. I'm out. Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter's here and it's cold. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Probably my favorite meal is it's a European soup. It's a Lithuanian soup. It's cold beet soup.
Oh, man, that's bad.
And it's got like a dollop of sour cream in it.
Oh.
Egg. But then
that's everything I hate. I don't eat sour cream. I don't eat egg. I don't like cold soup.
But then you put in a freshly boiled potato. So the potato sort of warms it up. So that's the hot. That's the heat inside the soup.
A boiled potato whole?
Yes.
You don't cut it up?
No. You can pull it out and cut it up and then put it back in if you want. But the point is because the whole potato will then warm up the soup. Not make it hot. Just lukewarm. Just the way I like it.
What is that dish called? I'm out on that dish.
Oh, man. What is it called? What's it called?
It's cold beet soup.
Yes.
Sour cream, an egg, and a boiled potato. I'm way out on that, on that dish.
It sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's called Schultidbutterstrei. So Shalta is cold in Lithuania.
Okay.
And Buttigieg beets.
Okay.
So it's simple. Right. You just combine the two
words. It's good for you.
Oh, it's fantastic. I ate it every day when I was out there, both times I was out there for lunch, because cleans out the system. Because you're eating nothing but junk while you're out there. It's all fatty foods with bacon and grease and potatoes. It's amazing. But that's what I would eat for lunch.
Potato is a big deal in Lithuania. Yeah.
Oh, huge.
We always associate potato with the Irish.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal with
Lithuania.
Yeah, all right.
And pig ears.
All right. Now, let me get back to the phones because it's a fun conversation. But what? Now you said Mike Florio said something. What did he say that was controversial?
Well, I'll play the audio and you determine.
All right.
You know what? At a certain level, I think that, and I want to be careful here because I'm not suggesting that they try to knock him out of the game. That's not what I'm saying. But at a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message. And football is still a physical, violent game. If you can hit him, even if it's close to the sideline, even if he's maybe started into his slide, when the championship is riding on it, I think it's a different analysis. And yeah, we may give up 15 yards or half the distance to the goal line. I mean, that's the thing, Peter. If somebody had blown up Patrick Mahomes inside the five, okay, it goes from the four to the two. Right. Big deal. So again, I'm not saying that that should be part of the deliberate effort, but the Super Bowl is riding on it. And if this guy's going to think that he can just run through the defense without any physical consequence, they need to dispel him of that notion the first time he tries.
It's borderline.
Well, he's saying it without saying it.
Right.
Without saying, oh, they should go for his head like Clowney did to Wentz. He's not saying it, but you know exactly what he means. Even if he's sliding, even if he's trying to go out of bounds. And I get it. But that's also something that has gotten people in trouble in the past.
Yeah, but he's not saying, you're right, he's saying it without saying it.
Yeah.
And it is the same thing with Wentz. You know, I would be upset, put it this way. You take a shot at my guy, you know, I would be livid.
Yes.
If you're going to headhunt Mahomes.
And if you're a Chiefs fan today and you hear that audio.
Yeah.
You go, whoa, oh God.
Exactly. But you can't beat us without knocking our quarterback out? No, I hear you.
It's be something interesting to pay attention.
Especially like for us that we're so sensitive to it because the Eagles lost the playoff game.
It just happened.
Because they knocked Carson Wentz out of the game with an illegal hit.
It's something to pay attention to because people aren't happy on the social media.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, they're calling for his job already.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
So they're calling for Florio's gig?
Yeah.
For saying that, man.
People are tagging NBC.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, there is, this happened before and we were a part of it.
Yes.
So I'll tell you the story. This is with Baldy. And Baldy didn't even, he didn't do what Florio did. Florio said this is what they should do, right?
Right.
So Baldy got in trouble and completely out of context. It was something that was taken out of context. We were talking about Eagles Cowboys. And it was like, hey, let's role play. What do you say if you're Schwartz? And he said something like, oh, yeah, you know, you get a chance to hit that. You're going to hit him, knock him out of the game, like whatever. Like, yeah. But it was like, you know, kind of what a defensive coordinator would say, not Baldy the analyst advocating for him to do it. And
right.
He was unfairly penalized by NFL Network.
I agree.
Because he didn't call for it. It was a role-playing thing. And it happened on the show. I've always felt horrible. Like, it was completely out of line with what the NFL did. What NFL Network did. To Baldy. He didn't mean it like that. But Mike Florio's saying, this is what you got to do.
He said, I'm not saying it.
Right.
Dude.
But you are. And here's the issue, though. See, and this is the issue why, quite frankly, Mike Florio should not be penalized. Not at all. And I think that's dangerous to even say he should be penalized. It's been in the underbelly of that sport forever. Been the underbelly of it. Hit the quarterback. Hit the quarterback.
Like you said, we saw it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
So, while it's wrong, and, you know, again, there should have been a flag and a penalty, the whole thing, and you want to get rules, the whole thing, without a doubt. But you can't be advocating for him to lose his job. That's terrible. Should be allowed to say, you know.
Yeah, people aren't happy, though.
As long as you're not offensive in your language or about people, I mean, you're allowed to see, should be allowed to be able to say that.
I just love how it goes with the, I'm not saying it, but it's right. Like saying, with all due respect.
Well, and that's the underbelly of that sport. Defensive guys have been talking about that forever. Steve in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, Steve.
All right, so, and I love you like cooked food, man. But to say that Ben Simmons is better than AI, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. And I'm not even, the jump shot is not even the issue. It's not the core issue. The core issue is the mentality. Great players don't need to be told how to be great. They just are. They come with that. It's just a certain drive that you have when you want to be great. When it comes down to it, when the game was on the line, the ball was in AI's hands. The ball is never in Ben's hands when the game comes down to it, because offensively, she's inept. And the thing about it is that that's not something that he wants to change with inside himself. That's something that people got to keep on harping on, harping on. And the thing about it is, it's like, when you're great, you want the ball in your hands because you know that, hey, whatever my team needs me to be,
right,
I'm going to be that. So if the game is, so if it's going to be on me, I'm going to get this done. And Ben Simmons just does not have that mentality. So that disqualifies him from being great. Now, he has the potential to be great, but to compare him to AI took the Sixers to the finals. Ben Simmons is nowhere near being able to carry this team offensively in any capacity. I mean, you got Zion just now starting for the Pelicans, and he shot more threes than Ben Simmons.
I know. He's quit 17 in 3 minutes. All right, so here's the thing, right? Everything you say, I agree with, except...
I know where you're going, though. I know where you're going.
Now, again, I could be completely wrong, and he may stay the way he is, in which case, I'm out. I lose. However, if his game evolves...
See, hear that word, if.
You're right.
AI came in, and we know the iconic game with Jordan.
Right.
He had it.
Listen, AI had balls from... Listen to me. AI, I'm not arguing at all that. AI had stones the size of Chicago, all right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, and again, I'm not telling you he's better now. I said the question was that I posed... From here on out, whose career do you want? Now, I could be completely wrong. Again, he may not evolve. And I know it's a big if. However, if he does, and it's just one war, everything else as a basketball player, who's better? Just as an all-around game, again, when you're in the scope of a team basketball, who's better in those other areas?
I get that.
Do you agree?
The thing about it is not the jump shot; it's the mentality. So if we're going by that, then I'm saying
AI's a killer.
The mentality is there.
Yeah,
the mentality is not there in Ben Simmons.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm really not arguing with you that AI was a killer. Stone killer. Ben is not when it comes to scoring the basketball.
But you have to be that
But again, can he? Is he forever stunted? Like, are you telling me right now with certainty that he'll never ever be better than what he is now?
Yes, I am.
See, now, if that's the case, then I would be wrong. But I believe otherwise. Maybe I believe in the tooth fairy, but, you know. Thanks, Stevie. I believe, and I think I've already seen a grant. I grant you, it is microscopic. But I think I've seen slight movement toward that with like a Monday game. I know all the blowhards. Hey, did it against bad teams. Yeah, you're right. But he did it. And the next step is doing it against a better team. And the next step is to do it more than once every 10 games or whatever it is. And the next step is to do it every night. I grant you, I'm looking up a hill. But I think the kid makes it up the hill. I know I'm in a minority. I accept it. 6'10", run all day, bored, incredible vision, can attack. But he's got to shoot. I feel you. Cuz Radio with the Tunis.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Don't forget Cousins Corner tonight. We'll be hanging out. Parks Casino Street Road. Ben Salem.
They didn't name a town after Allen Iverson, did they?
They just named the city Albuquerque. Dennis and Ben Salem, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, brother?
Not much, brother. I guess you guys have never been to Allentown.
Yeah, that's right.
before I touch on the Ben subject, the Mike Florio, I think his biggest mistake was saying, even if he already starts to slide, like the second he said that, it's like, oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad juju. As for the Ben versus Allen, anybody who knows me, I call Ben Simmons Sidney Dean. I believe Ben would rather look good in a loss than look bad in a win. I don't, like some other callers have said, I don't know that Ben's ever really going to get that heart to shoot. He's never going to have that killer instinct like Allen had, Kobe, Michael, all the greats of the
it was funny. I hear you, and you know, like everything. Like when you're saying that, I mean, obviously you're right. I mean, AI was a killer. Bird was a killer. You know, Mike. You know, all the LeBron. LeBron became that.
Right
now,
right.
LeBron's game was obviously offensive game, which much more polished than Simmons's.
Yeah. Now, oddly enough, having said that, I'm on your side, Ant. I think when the careers are over, people will look back at Ben Simmons and say he was better than Iverson. For something you had said, and I always said about Iverson, Allen needs the ball. Allen wants the ball. Don't put any other really good players around me. I'm going to do it all. Ben, no. Surround me. I will gladly distribute. I will gladly let them take the shot. And I think once they get the right shooters and the right team around Ben, with Joe, this team has the potential to win 1, 2, maybe 3 championships.
Yes.
And if Footlong Foles taught us anything, you bring this city a championship, you are the greatest ever.
How's everyone doing?
But yeah, I mean, seriously, to this day, people still, he's such a better quarterback than Wentz. No, he really isn't. He got us the championship. So I have a feeling that may be what happens with Ben. He is all around. He's a stud. He is, he does so many things. So many players can. And I think, again, like I said, with the right team around him, I can easily see this team winning two or three, and he will be a huge factor in that.
But, I hear you, Dad. Listen, and it's a great call. Thanks, brother. It really is. And I, you know, like everybody, what you guys say about AI, I was a stone killer. Stone. And like a stone score. Old school six shooter, you know, to the old West, right? Like he was that. Fearless is all fearless. Like it didn't matter. And like no conscience whatsoever. And Ben's appears to be the opposite when it comes to, you know, not having a conscience. Like he's wired the other way, right? AI was wired that I'm going to take over the game. I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to dominate the basketball. And Ben's wired the complete opposite. Ultimately, he's got to score. Get to the line and score and be an offensive force to be able to win a title. I think he gets there. And if he gets there, he's better because he's 6'10 and does everything else better.
And they won. Which,
right.
Period. They win.
Right. But again, that's a big hill. It's steep. I grant you. But that was the question. The question is, because we got back to nostalgia, which is who you got for the career. And part of the reason why I'm over the past is I want to see these guys play. I want to see the present. I want to see now. I want to live through it now.
That's also why you don't care about the McNabb-TO beef anymore.
I don't.
It's so old.
And this whole thing started because of that. Like, I could care. Those two guys fighting means nothing to me.
It was 15 years ago they were on the same team.
The minute they win the Super Bowl, I'm out. You know, again, you can easily be magnanimous. Andy, go win it. But I'm done. I don't need to live in the past. And especially that. They're like two high school girls fighting. Those two.
It's never going to end either.
Let's go to Dom. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
Ant, what's up?
Oh, tasting cake.
So, when you went Carson McNabb, and then you went, and I knew what you were going to do. But so we're watching Ben now, and we are criticizing what Ben can't do now. And when we think of AI, right, Ant, we think of the legend. We think of him stepping over Tyronn Lue, trading 50-point games with Vince Carter.
Yes.
Alton Lister knocking him on his rear end.
Yes.
Scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter. That's what we remember, right?
Yep.
But we don't remember. We couldn't get past Indiana because Mark Jackson is backing AI down and backing AI down. And Larry Brown couldn't figure out where to hide him. We don't remember that part. But that happened too.
Good point. What about after the finals?
Shutting down Siakam. Ben is shutting down buckets. Ben is shutting down Giannis. Giannis scored 18. AI against big guards was a problem. You had to hide him.
Yes.
So when you look at the players, like I said, all we remember, and I love them too. You know I love them. We all love them. But all we remember is the legend. We don't remember the other part. And we're watching Ben now, so as they lose this game, that's all we see is the warts. We don't remember AI's warts. And he had them.
Yes. That's kind of part of my argument. It doesn't mean, again, I love the dude. Like, seriously love the dude. Like, the dude was outrageous, right?
Hall of Famer, Ant. Hall of Famer.
And I know that when I throw the if out there, it might as well sound like if the Queen had, you know what, she would be the king, right? Like, we understand that. But
we understand that.
He can be regal.
What I'm saying is I'm with you. I take Ben.
I got some company. You and I are dying on a hill, man.
We're gonna die on a hill, I know, but can I quickly ask you one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
Them taking Cliff Lee off the ballot because he got so few. Isn't that a sick? I mean, Cliff Lee for 5 years was the best pitcher in baseball. Are they out of their minds?
Wait, what is it again?
Cliff Lee will not be on the ballot for the Hall of Fame next year because he got no attention. He got no votes. Cliff Lee.
You're not going to like my answer, brother.
I just didn't understand. Like, you know, to me, Cliff Lee's a Hall of Famer. I don't know what you think. Cliff Lee's a Hall of Famer. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
I thought you said that. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dom.
Yeah, no, you don't have to be sorry.
No, I just, you know, yeah. I mean, listen, I could be wrong, Tommy. I just don't think he is.
You're not wrong.
I don't think he was as dominant for as long a period, and the numbers don't. And even though these numbers are skewed with baseball, and it kind of sickens me with everything that just happened. But I just don't. I don't. When I think Cliff Lee, I don't feel Hall of Fame.
Now, you think Schilling is?
Yes.
So you think Schilling's better pitcher than Cliff Lee?
I do. I think there were times when he was more dominant. Cliff Lee had some periods of incredible dominance.
He was pretty good.
Schilling was doing it against juiced up, you know, in a tougher era.
Schilling was good.
He was big game. You know, Cliff Lee, big game too. Yankees, game one, you know. I hear you. I just think Schilling did it longer. Was more, and I don't like Schilling. You know what I mean? I don't. I'm not a big Schilling fan. But Schilling was a dominant dude.
There's a couple other guys that fell off the ballot. Giambi, Josh Beckett, and Paul Konerko after 1 year.
Do you like, what's your Cliff Lee opinion?
I thought he was very good here in Philadelphia. I think he had, one elite season in Cleveland. Like, he was always there on Cleveland, but the Cliff Lee that we saw was pretty different than what you saw in Cleveland. He was okay with the Rangers that one season that he was there. He was half a season with the Mariners at one point. I guess you could, he was on the ballot. Rightfully so, on the ballot for a year. I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame pitcher, no. I mean, clearly, the voters don't think so. But he had one elite season.
Yeah.
One. Where he went 23, I think it was 23-2. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it over a span of a 10-15-year career.
Yep. That's kind of how I see it. All right, let's take a quick T.O. We'll come back. Hey, don't forget, tonight, Parks Casino, Street Road, Bensalem. We got Cousins Corner to hang out. You're going to love it. Always a lot of fun at Cousins Corner. Street Road, Bensalem. It's the 4 for 4 casino and sportsbook of choice. That great video wall, the wraparound video wall is amazing. They got everything. It's a perfect place to watch the big game. Be incredible. You'll go nuts when you see this thing. It's an unbelievable place to watch. Come and hang. If you can't get there, you go to parkscasino.com/PA right there, or download the app. Use the promo code QB500. Use QB500. Get your first risk-free bet to $500, which is refunded as a free betting account credit. See the website for details. Use my promo code QB500 to get your first risk-free bet up to $500. It's Parks Casino, my sportsbook of choice. It should be yours. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Gotta be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. How'd the poll wind up, bro?
Changed a little bit. Actually got a little more narrow, but the question when it comes to Philadelphia sports, you are happiest when you are thinking slash talking about what the three options were, the past, the present, and the near realistic future. The near realistic future got the majority of the votes, but 48% this time. The past was at 30% and the present 22%. So narrowed a little bit.
Because
at one point...
It's a good poll, man. You had a good poll today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But at one point, the near realistic future was over 50%. It's dropped.
Good. That's a good poll.
Probably because the Simmons-Iverson conversation started.
Poll brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today. All right, let's get thinking. Some people got Mikey Miss. Coming up, top of the hour. It's amazing. The show started with Gritty and Chris, the dad whose son was allegedly assaulted by Gritty.
I was just thinking that like 10 minutes ago. We started the show speaking to the father.
Right.
At like what, 10, 25?
Yeah, it's funny because Mikey's interested. He's great because Mike will give you the whole legal piece.
Yes.
But again, the only thing, and listen to him, and he swears, the father swears, that he's not out for a lawsuit, that he has not contacted a lawyer, that he said, listen, I just want, he said a couple things. I want his son to feel good, give me an apology, and just pay the doctor bill for the back. Now, was it horseplay in your eyes? Like, what's Gritty, what's that kid doing inside Gritty? That he's going to go pop a kid, a 13-year-old, in the back.
Yeah, it's.
And then he admitted that he punched him in the chest. Like, what's that about, too? Like, Michael bring up a good point with it coming up. But it's the whole thing is actually, again, if that Gritty, the kid inside Gritty did that to one of my kids, I don't understand where Chris goes nuts. I mean, that thing would be a rug in my house. I'd be stepping on his face every minute I could.
Somebody tweeted and they see if they hit one of your kids, you'd see the head floating down the school call.
Oh my God, I'd lose it. Sticky Gritty head. When I get that thing chopped off, man, that Gritty head would be floating.
And I felt a few of your love punches in our time together. I don't want to imagine the angry ones.
Let's go to Jay. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
This is my thing. Hear me out.
With sure.
Ben Simmons. Y'all keep saying the potential, the potential is already over. It's been like 3-4 years, including playoffs and everything.
Two and a half.
He just don't got it in him. If you watched the game last night, it was a play where he had Kyle Lowry in the post under the dotted line. So he got the shortest guy on him. He can't get a charge. And the odds of him getting his shot blocked if he jump and shoot is like 0-0.
Right.
He still passes the ball. He just don't got that mentality. He can't be a superstar because in order for him to be like, good for the most part, he has to depend on somebody else, like off the pass, you know. And then,
well, listen, you're not wrong. I'm not disagreeing with some of the stuff, but it is a team game. And what he does to a superstar level. What he does well,
he just a good defensive
player. No. But what he does well, he does at a superstar level.
Which is what?
What do you mean, which is what?
Which is
facilitate, which is rebound, which is play defense. What do you mean?
He don't facilitate that good because of...
Yes, he does.
I'm about to break it down for you.
Now all of a sudden, he can't facilitate? I got to run, man. I got to go. Stop. Now all of a sudden, he's not a great facilitator. He don't see the floor like a magician. That's just, you're a hater. That's fine. You hate him because he won't shoot. That's the bottom line. You hate that kid because he won't shoot. And it makes no sense to you. So you, because you can't understand it, you hate him. Never be this. Never. Dad, speaking of absolute. When that kid somehow and that Sixers team's on Broad Street in the parade, you'll be singing a different tune. That's what I believe. I don't believe that a 23-year-old, it's over. Because you perceive a different mentality than what you think he has? Let's talk about the handoff to Mikey Miss up next to 2. Brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. 2, it was a great job today. A lot of fun as always. We can resume the conversation tonight from Parks Casino, Cousins Corner, beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll talk to you then. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks. A lot of fun. We'll see you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.